Last July's 51-day conflict killed over 1,460 civilians, including 550 children. Many thousands more were injured across the Gaza Strip. Six Israeli civilians, including one child, were also victims of the hostilities. Close to $1.4 billion in direct and indirect damages was caused by the conflict. Reconstruction is a priority, according to the UNRWA Director of Operations in Gaza, Robert Turner.
The reconstruction has been too slow. I share the frustration of the population about this, but I believe we're turning a corner and a significant progress can be made in the coming months. Today, for the first time since the war, we are issuing payments to families to commence the reconstruction of their totally destroyed homes. It is long overdue, and the number of benefiting families far too small for now, but it is real progress, and I believe in the next weeks and months, more positive announcements on reconstruction can be expected.
An ongoing political paralysis has also left Gaza effectively ungoverned for a year. At the same time, it has the highest unemployment rate in the world, with more than 60% of young people not working. Food insecurity affects 73% of the population. An estimated 80% of the population relies on humanitarian aid. One of the most contentious issues facing the Palestinians and Israelis is the blockage of the enclave. UNRWA's Robert Turner again.
The blockade of Gaza has stripped them of that very basic human right. And the people of Gaza cannot be denied their most basic rights and freedom forever. Palestine refugees in Gaza need more than just aid. They need a durable and just solution. And it is easy to look at the situation in Gaza and despair. Despair that things will never get better, can never get better. But one of the astonishing things about the Palestinians in Gaza is they have not, at least not yet, succumbed to that despair.
Marking the one-year anniversary of the conflict, UNRWA Commissioner General Pierre Krehenbuhl said physical and psychological scars remain. But, he said, the UN remains committed to supporting humanitarian needs and ultimately to securing what's called the two-state solution, with the Israelis and Palestinians living side by side in peace. Deanne Penn, United Nations.